This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. State Farm Bureaus were presented awards at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 2015 Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show, recognizing their stellar performance in membership achievement and implementation of outstanding programs serving Farm Bureau members in 2014. The Pinnacle Award, the highest award a state can earn for program and membership achievement, was awarded to Idaho, Iowa, Massachusetts, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. The awards for excellence were awarded to state farm bureaus that demonstrated outstanding achievements in six program areas: education and outreach, leadership development, member services, membership incentives, policy development and implementation, and public relations and communications. The awards for excellence winners included Illinois, that won awards in education and outreach, leadership development, member services, membership initiatives, policy development and implementation, and public relations and communications. The President's Awards were presented to states from each membership size group that achieved quota and demonstrated superiority in the Awards for Excellence categories. The winning states and the number of President's Awards are Illinois with 3 awards. New Horizon Awards, presented to states with the most innovative new programs, were awarded to Connecticut, Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, New York, and Pennsylvania. The American Farm Bureau Federation presented its highest honor, the Distinguished Service Award, to Don Borgman and Temple Grandin during the 96th AFBF Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. AFBF established the Distinguished Service Award to honor individuals who have devoted their careers to serving agriculture. Both farmer and industry executive Don Borgman has been a strong advocate for agriculture for over 40 years. A third-generation corn and soybean farmer from Missouri, Borgman continued to manage his farm while working full-time for John Deere. He retired last year as Director of Ag Industry Relations, where he played an integral role in the company's efforts to support and promote renewable energy sources. Borgman was recognized early last year for his work by the National Biodiesel Board with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Temple Grandin has dedicated her life to improving animal welfare and handling. One of the most successful people in the world with autism, Grandin is the leading authority on farm animal behavior. Her unique ability to visualize from the animal's perspective led her to design livestock processing systems which are more humane and efficient. Her systems for reducing animal stress in processing plants are being used throughout the country and around the world. Grandin also developed an objective scoring system for assessing and handling cattle and pigs at meat plants. A number of major corporations now use this scorecard to help improve animal welfare. Grandin, a professor of animal science at Colorado State University, also travels the country giving lectures and uses her status to bring awareness to autism. She is a prolific writer with 2 books on the New York Times bestseller list and has received scores of accolades for her work. The Illinois Farm Bureau nominated Borgman to receive the DSA Award. The Colorado Farm Bureau nominated Dr. Grandin. A National Farm Bureau committee named them both as winners. Winners of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Achievement Award, Discussion Meet, and Excellence in Agriculture competitions were announced at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show. Young farmers and ranchers from around the country competed for the awards by demonstrating knowledge of and achievement in agriculture, as well as commitment to promoting the agriculture industry. Chris and Rebecca Pierce of Kentucky won the Achievement Award. They are the winners of either a 2015 Colorado Chevrolet Silverado or a 2015 GMC Sierra, courtesy of GM. They will also receive paid registration to attend the 2015 Fusion Conference in Nashville, Tennessee in February. Runners-up in the Achievement Award contest are Ben and Amy Gittens of Idaho, Matt and Jenna Kilgus of Illinois, and Mark and Cindy Klepper of Tennessee. The runners-up will receive a Case IH Farmall 65A tractor, courtesy of Case IH, and $3,000 in cash and steel merchandise, courtesy of Steel. The Achievement Award recognizes young farmers and ranchers who have excelled in their farming or ranching operations and exhibited superior leadership abilities. Participants are evaluated on a combination of their agricultural operations growth and financial progress, Farm Bureau leadership, and leadership outside of Farm Bureau. Sean Arians of Illinois won the discussion meet. he will have his choice of either a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado or a 2015 GMC Sierra, courtesy of GM, plus free registration to the 2015 Fusion Conference. The three runners-up in the discussion meet are Megan Hansen of Iowa, Doug Giles of Tennessee, and Jeremy Barron of Indiana. The discussion meet simulates a committee meeting in which active discussion and participation are expected. Participants are evaluated on their ability to exchange ideas and information on a predetermined topic. Paul and Ruth Leneau of Minnesota won the Excellence in Agriculture Award. They will receive their choice of either a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado or 2015 GMC Sierra, courtesy of GM, plus free registration to the 2015 Fusion Conference. The three runners-up in the Excellence in Agriculture competition are Jessica Jones of Virginia, Michael and Amy Shirley of Tennessee, and Philip and Allison Honey of South Carolina. The Excellence in Agriculture Award recognizes young farmers and ranchers who do not derive the majority of their income from an agricultural operation, but who actively contribute and grow through their involvement in agriculture, their leadership ability, and participation in Farm Bureau and other organizations. State Farm Bureaus have been recognized for their outstanding financial support of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The awards were presented during a general session and the Flapjack Fundraiser Breakfast at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention. State Farm Bureaus receiving the Scholar Award were Delaware, Illinois, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. The Scholar Award is given to the six State Farm Bureaus with the highest total donations within their membership groups. The Scholar Award is a traveling award. Delaware Farm Bureau received the Award of Excellence. To qualify for this award, a State Farm Bureau and all of the county farm bureaus within the state must donate to the foundation. In addition, 22 State Farm Bureaus received Apex Awards. They include Alabama, California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, and Wisconsin. The Apex Award is presented to State Farm Bureaus that have increased total investment in the foundation by 10% or more over the previous year. And finally, the American Farm Bureau Federation, together with Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business, Global Social Enterprise Initiative, and Georgetown Entrepreneurship Initiative's Startup Hoyas, has announced the Farm Bureau Entrepreneur of the Year as part of the first ever Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. The winner was announced at the AFBF's 96th Annual Convention. Four finalists competed for the award by pitching their business ideas to a team of judges before a live audience. Scout Pro of Lone Tree, Iowa, the team led by Michael Koenig, was named Entrepreneur of the Year from a field of four finalists and received a total of $30,000 in prize money to implement his business idea, which is software to assist farmers with crop maintenance. Pasture Bird LLC of Temecula, California, team led by Paul Grieve, won the People's Choice Award in the competition and $10,000 in prize money. Members of the live audience at the Challenge Finals competition and members of the general public voted online to select the People's Choice winner. Pasture Bird is a cost-effective method of producing pastured poultry on a large scale. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.